神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
2,000 years ago, someone asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" He replied that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, our strength, and our body, and love our neighbors as ourselves.
大约在2000年之前，有一个人问耶稣一个问题，就是什么是律法最重要的？然后耶稣回答他说，要尽心尽力尽意的爱主你的神，还有爱人如己。
He then gave them an example.
然后他就讲了一个例子。
He talked about a man who was a Samaritan.
他就讲到一个撒玛利亚人。
Now, to the Jews of that day, they did not like the Samaritans.
在当时候，犹太人是很讨厌撒玛利亚人的。
And now Jesus was using as an example a Samaritan as being one who really loved his neighbor.
然后他要用这个撒玛利亚人做一个例子，让他们知道说他是那个真的懂得怎么样爱别人的人。
Actually, there was a Jewish man going down to Jericho.
这个例子是这样的，有一个犹太人他要去耶利哥城。
He was caught by some robbers and he was beaten and was robbed.
但是在路上碰到强盗，不但被强盗打伤，而且呢被抢了。
He was laying there on the side of the road, very helpless.
他躺在这个路边非常的无助的受伤了。
Several men came by.
好几个人呢就从他旁边经过。
But each one of them just passed on by.
这些经过的人呢一个一个走过去了。
I guess they felt, well, it's none of my business.
或许他们认为说这个不是我的事情。
Another one felt, well, I can't touch him, he's unclean.
另外一个人呢因为他的那种宗教理念的关系，他认为我不能碰他，这是不洁净的。
But there came this Samaritan.
但是一个撒玛利亚人过来了。
And he stopped and he got off of his donkey.
他就从他的这个驴子上面呢就下了来，然后停下来。
And he looked down at the man.
看着这个受伤的人。
And immediately he got some oil, he got some things that he could put on him, stopping the bleeding and having the water there to help him.
他马上呢从自己的驴子身上呢就是一些他所带的东西里面拿了一些可以帮他稍微敷伤的东西来帮他敷伤。
And took care of him enough that he could put him on his donkey then and take him to an inn that was up ahead.
稍微处理之后就把他放在自己的驴子上面，把他带到旅馆去。
The Samaritan then took the man into the inn and got a room for him.
这个时候这个撒玛利亚人把他带到旅馆里面去，帮他开了一个房间让他休息。
And he said to the innkeeper, I have to go, but if you will watch over him when I return, if this isn't enough money, I'll pay you back.
所以这个撒玛利亚人就拿了一些钱给这个旅馆的主人，跟他说呢，我现在需要去做我的事情，但是呢，你就帮我照顾他，等到我回来，如果不够，我再补你。
Now the man that was hurt, no doubt if he had not been hurt, would not even speak to this Samaritan.
这个受伤的人是一个犹太人，他现在受伤了，他没有办法，只能让这个撒玛利亚人帮助。如果他没有受伤，我相信他连看连说话都不想跟这个撒玛利亚人说话。
But the Samaritan wasn't like that. There was something in his heart that felt compassion, and he saw someone was in need.
可是相反的，这个撒玛利亚人面对这个犹太人却那么的怜悯他，看他的需要，那么的来帮助他。
Today, I want to talk to you about this thing called kindness.
那今天我要跟你谈的主题就是仁慈。
We need a revolution of kindness.
我们实在是需要在我们的仁慈上面再次被建造。
Because we're living in a world that is selfish, doesn't care about people, and goes on their own way,feeling that they need not bother with anyone else.
因为这个时代是一个特别的冷漠，而且呢都不在意别人的事情，只有自我中心，只有照顾自己的事情的一个时代。
Now I want to explain why I said to you that we do need a revolution of kindness.
我要跟你解释为什么我说今天这个时代呢，我们需要有这种仁慈的革命。
There have been some studies in recent years on how kindness affects a person.
曾经有这样的研究谈到说呢，一个仁慈呢可以怎么样影响一个人。
They have found some very startling facts about it.
而且呢有一些事实证明。
So for a little bit, let us discuss on what is kindness.
那我们要来谈一谈什么叫仁慈。
You see, kindness is love made visible by the deeds that we do to one another.
所谓的仁慈就是我们里面有爱，然后也有那种外面对别人关心对方的一个行动。
And this is the way we express the warmth of love.
那这种行动是来解释我们的爱。
You see, love is not just passion. It isn't passion like you see on the films.
所谓的爱呢，不是一种你里面的那种感情，就像你看影片的感情而已。
Love is a deep emotion within us.
而是里面的这种爱呢，会产生一种行动。
And many times this is expressed in our kindness to one another.
通常呢，因为有爱，就会有表达出这种仁慈的行动。
This is expressed many times in the Bible.
那这样的一个表达在圣经里面常常跟我们提到。
So we want to see what is it and what does it do for us?
到底仁慈、恩慈对我们的影响怎么样？
You see, kindness can bring a sense of richness and fulfillment to our lives.
当我们有仁慈表达出去的时候呢，对我们的里面呢是一种好像里面是很丰厚的一种成就感。
But more than that, it can promote good health and longer life.
而且呢，会带给我们很好的健康、健全的心态，让我们呢可以长寿。
And this is the area they have been studying it in.
这个是他们研究的结果。
Modern research shows that one of the most pleasant things of all human acts is also one of the healthiest things you can do for yourself and for others.
现时代的研究谈到能够给我们自己跟别人最愉悦的还有最健康的一个行为也是仁慈。
It seems to have a miracle effect on human nature.
几乎呢是一个人性里面的一种神迹。
In these studies that have had, they saw positive effects of the kindness on our health, both physically and mentally.
基本上这种研究呢很明显的显示出事实，就是这种仁慈恩慈呢会给我们的不管是理性上面、思想上面或者是我们的身体方面都会带来很好的、很健全、很健康的影响。
Alan Luke, one of the researchers, he noticed the feeling of pleasure and well-being while involved in helping others.
有一位专门研究仁慈的这个亚兰卢克呢，他这样说，他说呢，这个仁慈呢，对自己或对别人都会给我们很大的一个益处。
So let me explain that. What he's trying to say to us is that while we are giving an act of kindness, there it somehow gives us a feeling of true pleasure, well-being,And it just lifts us when we help others.
他的意思是说呢，当你对别人或者是你本身显出那种仁慈的这样的一个态度的时候，那事实上对你自己好像一种提升一样，而且是帮助别人。
He heard this from others in his studies as they studied this particular area of kindness.
那他是自己听说，然后呢自己也印证做的研究。
He said that this thing has almost a magical effect on man.
而且他对这个研究的结论，他说呢，这种影响呢，几乎是一个魔术性的，一个很奇异性的一种对人的影响。
In fact, they listed some of the benefits, that it gives to us when we have learned how to care and how to be kind and unselfish.
他也研究到当我们不自私我们对人有这种关怀或者是我们有仁慈的时候呢我们会得到很多的好处。
A person that is kind has a more optimistic or more happy view, an outlook on life.
当一个人是一个仁慈的人的时候呢他对于人生或别人或事情的看法呢会比较客观也比较乐观他会看到很好的一面。
It gives them a sense of well-being.
而且呢会带给你里面的一种愉悦感。
It actually increases energy.
而且会增加你的能力增加你的力气。
It gives them the feeling of being healthy.
而且你的感觉是很健康的。
It decreases the feeling of loneliness, depression, and helplessness.
而且会把那些所谓的沮丧或者是无助或者是孤单呢这种感觉呢会让它慢慢的消失。
And this is an area where these people who are in depression and feel helpless and very lonely, if they would begin to look outside of themselves and begin to look at others and helping and being kind, it would help them.
所以对于这些有沮丧无助或者是孤单的人如果可以跨出去然后去看一下四周围人的需要然后用恩慈的心来伸出自己的援手的话事实上他们自己里面会改善。
It gives a sense of connecting with others.
好像呢就借着这个仁慈的恩慈的心态呢就让自己跟别人连接起来了。
Sometimes it's just a smile to notice a person, and what they might have done. And it seems like you and that person becomes connected.
有时候就只有一个微笑对对方的一个很诚心的笑你就会感觉好像跟对方有一种连接感。
Actually, it gives a sense of calmness.And relaxing.
也会让你里面趋向平静还有放松。
There have been times that as you drive along and you're courteous and kind to someone, let them into the traffic when there's so much traffic there, and it literally makes you, relaxes you, and makes you feel better.
比如说呢，你在开车的当中呢，这个交通非常拥挤，然后你就稍微让一下，让对方先走的时候呢，你里面马上会升起一股那种你自己的那种放松感。
It says that you may actually live longer.
而且呢听说这种恩慈的影响会让你更长寿。
In their testing, they found out that it improves, your sleeping habits.
他们也实验到说呢有这样子的这种态度的仁慈的态度的人呢他们会睡得比较好。
And believe this, it strengthens your immune system.
而且还会健壮加强你的这种免疫这种防卫系统。
And can actually reduce some of your pain.
而且呢，可以除去一些你的疼痛。
It helps high blood pressure.
对你的高血压也有帮助。
And helps to decrease some of the heart trouble.
对于你的心脏的问题也会减少。
It gives you relief sometimes from your arthritis and asthma.
甚至呢，所谓的气喘或者是关节炎都会让你减少。
It actually will speed your recovery from surgery.
而且从你的这种复原，就是如果你有动手术或什么样的情况下动这种复原的过程当中，也会帮助你尽快的复原。
And help to reduce your cancer activity.
而且呢，对你如果有癌症的人的话，如果你有一个恩慈的心态的话，也会帮助你更容易来医治。
There was one person in this test that was taken, rather this experiment that was taken. He said, some months ago, I was so stressed out that I could barely get 4 hours of sleep at night.
曾经有一个被实验的人呢，他说呢，在几个月前呢，他曾经的没有办法睡很好的觉。
And I had all sorts of aches and pains.
所以全身都引来很多的疼痛。
I tried to take antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs, but it didn't help me.
不管是吃很多这种帮助他沮丧或者是这些忧郁的这些药都没有用。
Then I found out for myself that it is love that truly heals.
后来自己发现说原来爱就可以给他医治。
When I began to do nice things for others,
当我开始向别人有一些恩慈的行为的时候
I definitely felt a physical response.
他说马上我觉得我里面就有一些作用。
For me,It was mostly a relaxing of my muscles.
对我来讲，好像我的这种全身的肌肉都放松了。
I didn't realize how tense I was.
我没有想到说原来我以前那么的紧张。
I can now sleep well at night, and most of my aches and pains have disappeared.
所以这位受这个实验的人，他说呢，自己呢这些疼痛没有了，而且呢可以睡得很好了。
You see, this person understood after they begin to look outward.And after they begin to care and try to do for others, they begin to relax. And the tensions they were under, they felt those tensions just draining away.
他实在是理解到，当他开始去注意到外面的需要，关心别人啊，对别人恩慈的时候呢，他里面的那种紧张呢，就被放松了。
People now who realizes the truth is using this kindness and this unselfish life to help their health conditions.
所以呢，因为有这个事实的验证呢，所以让一些人开始用这个所谓的恩慈的心态或恩慈的行为来帮助自己一些健康方面的需要。
Kindness is being used to keep high blood pressure in check.
而且因为有这种仁慈的这样的一个表达呢，让自己的这种血压也降低了。
To get rid of some headaches.
有时候头痛也没有了。
It actually is helping to relieve back pain.
有时候让你的背痛也没有了。
And so there are many things that is being helped by them reaching out to help others.
所以有时候光是你就是这样向外面伸一些援手来帮助别人，就可以帮助你的健康情况。
And you say, well, how can that be?
或许你说这怎么可能呢？
Well, partly because helping takes our mind off of our problems and ourselves.
因为呢，当你在注意外面帮助人的时候呢，你会把你的那种注意力从你自己的问题转向别人。
This reduces stress.
那这样的话会让你的那些压力会松散。
And it gets us thinking about somebody else.Rather than ourselves.
而且你开始是想到别人，不再是总是想到自己。
There was another doctor who was a heart doctor.
有一个心脏科的医生。
He said, telling us that when we help others, it allows us to forget, of course, ourselves and rewards us by good feelings and good sensations, which boosts our self-esteem.And our well-being.
这个医生这样说，事实上，当我们去帮助、去关心别人的时候呢，一方面呢，是我们那种放松；，另外一方面呢，是我们好像得到一种奖赏。这个奖赏是我们的这种自我价值感被提升，而且心情会很愉悦。
So we see when we talk about this, about the fact that you feel better when you get your mind off yourself.You put your heart and mind on someone else, and then it seems like your self-esteem rises. And this is one of the areas that people are so concerned about today.
今天呢，我们有一个很大的一个问题，就是我们常常会觉得自己的价值感呢太低，降低。那这种对别人的仁慈呢，无形中呢，就会让我们这种价值感可以提升。因为我们对于离开对自己的注意力，然后去注意到别人，去关心别人。
Now actually, something happens in the body.
那在我们的身体也会有一些变化。
It triggers in our body a chemical.
在你的身体里面会有一种化学变化。
And this chemical is something in our body which is some like a morphine, something that calms down.
那就好像有一种分泌，这种分泌呢，当你有那种有种愉悦，或者是对别人仁慈的时候呢，那你里面有一种分泌呢，就会让你冷静、安静下来。
It's what creates the feeling of happiness within us.
就好像那种吗啡给你的感觉一样，带给你一种快乐，里面有快乐的这样的一个感觉。
And then that helps to reduce the intensity of any pain message. being sent to the brain.
你一有这种放松快乐的感觉呢，就马上会帮助你，好像就让你就啊减少你的疼痛了。
Isn't it wonderful how God tries to tell us what will help us and make us live happier lives?
你知道吗？神这样子那么关心我们，然后让我们知道该怎么样过快乐的生活，对我们来讲实在是非常奇妙的事情。
Now let us assume then that love and kindness and caring is one of the basic purposes why we're on planet Earth.
我们要有这样的信念，一个人活在地上被神所造，我们有这样的人生呢，事实上我们的目的呢，就是要活出这种爱，还有仁慈，还有关怀的人生。
Because if it wasn't, why else would our body reward us every time we help someone?
那不然的话，我们就失去了这种帮助人，然后我们自己得到赏赐的这样的一个身体的一种回报。
You see, that's something to think about.
你好好的思考这个问题。
We're living in an age when people care very little.
在这个时代呢，是大家很不关心别人的时候。
And little kindness is shown.
也很少人表达恩慈。
People are taking all kind of vitamins, they're taking all kind of herbs, they're taking all kind of medicine to try to make them feel better.
很多人借着吃很多的这种营养的药物，或者是不管维他命呢，或者是药品呢，还有这些自然的食品呢，想让自己过得更快乐。
Headaches,
头痛,
back pains,
背痛,
digestive systems that doesn't work well,
消化系统的问题。
All types of little sicknesses that troubles us.
这种大大小小的问题在干扰我们。
Could it be that the fact that we are a selfish people, that we only think of ourselves, is the reason why we have all of these little nagging sicknesses to trouble us?
有时候有可能这一些这些小病痛呢，事实上是由于我们不太关心别人，我们只关心自己而引起的。
You know, it's not necessary to carry out major acts of kindness.
我的意思不是说呢，你要很大的施恩给别人。
You know, it just takes sometimes a brief, small, regular act of kindness that leads us to a happier and healthier life.
只是小小的一点仁慈的表达，就会带给你更快乐的人生。
And when we begin to realize it doesn't take a lot.To be kind.
而且你要认识到根本你不用用多少就可以表达你的仁慈。
So, why not stop the worrying, the anxiety, and the fretting in our lives, and begin to look around to the other people, and just give little nuggets of kindness everywhere we go?
何不我们一出去，不管我去哪里呢，都可以表达出一些小小的仁慈对别人，而可以让自己减少这种里面的焦虑或者是忧郁。
Someone has asked, well, why is it that we lack joy in our lives?
有人就问这样说呢，为什么人生呢缺乏这些喜乐？
You see, it seems like to find any joy today, we have to try to do something, buy something, entertain ourselves.But that truly isn't joy.
很多人以为要有喜乐，里面心里的那种喜乐呢，一定要去做什么，或者是要去欣赏什么，要有什么娱乐，或者是要去买什么才会有喜乐。事实上，那些都不会带给你喜乐。
One man has said that what causes this lack of joy is our inability to control our destiny.
有一个人这样说：我们之所以没有办法有里面的喜乐呢，是因为我们失去了。控制或者是失去了那种掌控我们人生的终点的这种能力。
It gives us a feeling of being vulnerable that things were not in control.
所以让你感觉好像失控了，你没有办法来掌控。
And this brings us to the realization that because of this, we have our physical illnesses and our social illnesses.
那因为这样呢，我们就会产生这种社交或者是我们身体上的毛病。
And the answer to this problem is to reconnect with ourselves and all those around us.
那唯一的答案就是让我们自己再次跟四周围的人可以连接起来。
You see what difference this would make in our life?
这样会让你的人生有所不同。
Husbands and wives that are kind to one another.
夫妻彼此恩慈相待。
That instead of yelling and finding fault, could find some things to be kind and caring.
不要老是彼此吼叫，或者是找对方的错，开始呢，对对方恩慈一些。
Parents and children being kind to one another.
父母对孩子也是一样，彼此可以恩慈。
In the classroom, in the office, in the factory, on the street, wherever we are, if people were kind to one another, what a different society we would have.
不管是教室里面，或者是办公室里面，或工厂里面，你办公的地方，或者是街上，如果大家都付出一点恩慈的心态度的话，那你看我们的社会会怎么样的变化呢？
Now, this, like everything else in life, is a choice.
那这个就像任何其他的事情一样，你都要做一个选择。
You have to choose to be a kind person.
你要自己选择说我要做一个仁慈的人。
And you see, kindness has an effect like when you throw a stone into the water and it begins to ripple, the waves begin to ripple out. It gives us a sort of a ripple effect.
你要知道这种仁慈呢，就好像一块石头丢到水里面去一样，它会引起连带的有一些波动跟涟漪，它是有影响力的。
And so as you do this, others begin to catch the feeling.
别人也会接受、领受到你这种感受。
And then they themselves might suddenly realize and might be a little kinder until it brings a positive change in our society.
所以你给对方的仁慈就像抛砖引玉一样，让对方呢也会伸展出去他的仁慈，这样的话整个社会就会改善。
It really works.
实在是有功效的。
There's one thing that we have to remember.
有件事你一定要记得
that our acts of kindness, they may not give us back acts of kindness.
你的仁慈的行为一伸展出去之后，不一定你会回收到别人的仁慈。
We mustn't look for rewards of kindness.
所以你不能从别人去想要得到别人的回馈。
So when you have chosen to be a person that is going to be kind and caring, you alone have to recognize.That you cannot make others do that.
但是你要知道，当你决定你要做一个仁慈的人的时候，那不一定别人会以仁慈来对待你。
And sometimes they will give you a look back or an answer back or unkindness will show forth in their life, but you have to realize what benefits you are gaining and forget what the other people do to you.
甚至呢，别人对你的这种回报呢，可能是那些刚好是相反的，对你有一些报复，或者是给你一些不仁慈的举动言行，这些呢，你都要预备心。但是你要知道，当你仁慈的时候，是你自己本身会给你自己得到报酬。
I think now that as we see that kindness is so much a part of showing love.
所谓的仁慈就是把爱表达出来。
And love is so much a part of the kingdom of life and the kingdom of God.
我们要知道爱是神的国里面很重要的一个宗旨。
Our God is love.
因为神就是爱。
We don't have to fear him.
我们不需要害怕。
He has an unconditional love for you and I.
我们不需要畏惧神，因为他给我们的是没有条件的爱。
And when he made us,That's the why he made us the way that as we show kindness and love, that our life is worthwhile.
一样的，他也这样造我们，希望我们也是爱，可以表达我们的爱，还有我们的恩慈，这样的话就可以持久。
Try this week.
这个礼拜就来试试看。
To do a little act of kindness.
让你的行为显出小小的恩慈的举动。
And see what it does.For you.
然后你看看它对你自己会有什么样的影响。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到
台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。